This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan officials are counting votes after Saturday's presidential election that was held amid repeated threats by the Taliban. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
The capital was one of at least four cities hit by explosions, including a polling center. All of the attacks were small scale because of a strong and very public security presence, but there were multiple casualties, including at least one death. Of almost 5,000 polling centers, some 400 were also closed because they were inside Taliban territory. And the Election Commission reported that it couldn't establish communications with about 900 centers, although it gave no details to where or why. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency in this vote, but it's likely to come down to incumbent President Ashraf Ghani or his former deputy, Abdullah Abdullah.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. The impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump may include hearing from his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells ABC's This Week he'll only cooperate with the House impeachment effort if Trump agrees.
If he decides that he wants me to testify, of course I'll testify.
Central to the investigation is the effort by Giuliani to have Ukraine conduct a corruption probe into Joe Biden and his son's dealings with a Ukrainian energy company. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, also on ABC's This Week, says he doesn't know yet if the committee should hear from the former New York City mayor.
We'll make that decision down the road after we determine all the facts that he was involved in.
Members of Schiff's committee have been told to be prepared to return to Washington during their two-week recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
More on this and other stories at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Hong Kong protests turned violent on Sunday, and some of the most